I'm here at the Western Australian Museum with co-curator of the new exhibition, Debt of Honour, Australia's First Commandos and East Timor, Stephen Anstey. Can you tell us what this exhibition's about?
Debt of Honour is the remarkable story of the second Commandos who, with the help of the East Timorese, waged an enormously successful guerrilla campaign against the Japanese in 1942. It's also about the repayment for what the Commandos saw as their debt of honour to the East Timorese for the assistance rendered to them during the war.
It's not a story that I would say many of us are familiar with. Can you tell us maybe why that is?
It was a part of the military campaign that was occurring at the very same time that the more well-known campaigns of Kokoda Track and Guadalcanal were being fought. And so that may well explain why it's less known.
So can you tell us what's in the exhibition?
Well, there's 140 poignant objects that tell powerful stories of survival and heroism. These include the full uniforms, equipment and weaponry of both sides of the struggle. Really powerful objects, gifts given by East Timorese criados, the young men who helped the commandos, given to the commandos when they were evacuated off the beaches.
How did the museum get this exhibition together in terms of all these objects? Have they been donated or are they part of the museum's collection?
The collection has been gathered together from wide and far. So there are items from our own collection in the exhibition, but most particularly we've had a lot of support from the second Commandos themselves, second Commando Association, who have lent us their own personal and private records, artefacts, objects. Private military collectors have lent us really rare material. The War Memorial has lent us wonderful images for this exhibition, and interviews, film footage from wide and far, including Japanese sources.
And can you tell me, you talk about the Debt of Honour, which the exhibition is aptly named. Can you tell me a little bit about what that Debt of Honour has been over the past 70 years?
Well, the commandos left East Timor, and at the last moment, they were told that no East Timorese were to come with them. And this really devastated them. And they felt that in some ways they were betraying the East Timorese people who had had helped them over the time during the campaign. So over the next 70 years they looked to repay their debt of honour to the East Timorese, and they did this through just direct links with families and East Timorese who'd helped them, financial assistance, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars over the 70 years for East Timorese educational institutions, the direct shipment of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of goods to East Timor, plus also funding agricultural advisors, educational people to go there. There are too many ways to explain just how much the second Commandos have helped the East Timorese in their striving to repay their debt of honour.
It sounds like a fascinating exhibition. Can you tell us when it's on display at the WA Museum in Perth?
Yes, it runs from the 18th of February through to the 20th of May, and it's a free exhibition.